It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. For most of America, shopping an online store like Amazon.com means no sales tax. But time may be running out on that bargain. States want to collect revenue. That's not always easy to do thanks to a 1992 Supreme Court decision that prevents states from collecting sales tax unless the vendor has a physical presence there. Amazon customers in Washington State, where the company is based, have to pay taxes. People in Idaho don't. But David Gamage, professor at Berkeley Law, says your location doesn't let you off the hook.
So if you purchase something for use within the state that is not subject to the sales tax, then you, in most states, are liable for paying a use tax. So if you live in Washington, D.C., or California, or any state where Amazon isn't currently paying taxes, and you purchase from Amazon, you personally are liable for paying a use tax to the state.
Yeah, you're supposed to pay that tax, but how many people actually do? And if they don't, that's lost revenue for states that are strapped for cash. So those states want the stores to collect sales tax. That's money Amazon hasn't been collecting.
If Amazon.com doesn't have to charge a sales tax, and Barnes & Noble does, because Barnes & Noble has a physical presence through their bookstores in many states, then it becomes much cheaper for you as a consumer to purchase from Amazon, and Amazon has a significant price advantage. That's partly why you see Barnes & Noble, Walmart, lots of other big retailers that have physical locations sponsoring and trying to campaign for legislation to make sure that Amazon and other exclusively online retailers would be taxed. The other argument, which Amazon says is its actual claim, is that an online business that has to sell into every state and local taxing jurisdiction has to deal with a large number of complicated sales and use tax regimes.
That's thousands of different tax laws Amazon would have to follow. Big hassle. But how about if all the states use the same tax code? Michelle Quinn is with Politico.
That idea is called a streamlined sales tax initiative. And it has succeeded. Maybe something like 24 states have agreed to do it. A lot of states don't want to do it, and that's apparently because it's a lot of work to streamline your sales tax. In an effort to unify, you may find yourself losing revenue. At least that's the fear.
Another idea would be a federal standard for online sales tax. States get their money, retailers avoid hassle, everyone wins, right? Well, bills to this effect have floated around for years. Senator Dick Durbin, Democrat of Illinois, is expected to announce another one in the next month. But Michelle Quinn says the politics are treacherous.
The risks are that people will perceive it as a tax increase.
Senator so-and-so voted to raise your taxes.
Right. You pay tax on your children's baby monitor that you got from Amazon, and that's the risk. The upside for political leaders is there's a problem to be solved, and can Congress step into the breach and solve it?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
That's a terrible online password, and soon Microsoft won't let you use it. Microsoft's email service Hotmail will prevent users from creating accounts guarded by highly hackable passwords, like
password
or
princess.
Then there's
ABC123.
And, of course, your own name. The restrictions will only be for new accounts. Anyone using a dumb password on an old account, well, best of luck to you. We have a list of the worst passwords of all time at MarketplaceTech.org. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.